Oh, and I didn't introduce myself. I'm Jill Krieger from the Network for Public Health Law.
Great. Thanks for that great introduction, Jill. So I'm Naima Wong, and this is my colleague, Angie McGowan. And I was joking with Angie earlier, and I said, in this presentation, we're going to do a little tag team. And she's definitely Batman, and I'm Robin. And she said, no. We're the Wonder Twins. So we're the Wonder Twins today. And Angie leads our public health law field building work at the foundation. I'm a research and evaluation officer, so that's thus the Wonder Twins tag team. I'll start us off by sharing a high-level overview on our approach to field building at the foundation. And then Angie will share more on why public health law and what we have in our public health law initiative. Then I'll share our conceptual framework for field building in public health law and our approach to the evaluation. And if the spirit moves her, Angie will add a few more examples on where we are and what we hope to see come out of this initiative. So this is our mission at the foundation. It's one that is puts us in a position where we have a unique capability and responsibility to confront the most pressing issues in health and healthcare. It's a large and audacious task. It's one that requires alignment of goals, strategies, commitment, generating and applying evidence, and the actions of multiple actors, researchers, policymakers, advocates, and one where we find ourselves sometimes in the space of providing new infrastructure, and we often then find ourselves in the space of field building. So at the foundation, I sit within the research and evaluation unit, and we, as part of our charge, we often try to draw lessons from our grant making and share that with others. Ooh, I think there's an automatic thing, so bear with me on that. And we recently commissioned a paper by Janice Petrovich on field building and lessons drawn from what the foundation has done in field building. And you can find this on our website at rwjf.org. And I felt like saying that so I could sound like the folks on NPR. But here you see how she defines field building. So let's unpack that definition a little bit. So field building, it's about understanding what the dimensions of the issue are and then taking action on that. What do I mean by that? It's about generating evidence, it's translating that evidence, it's testing ideas, it's figuring out what are those models of best practices. And then it's about alignment of those multiple actors that I mentioned before. So researchers, communicators, advocates, policymakers, other funders, and ensuring that they're aligned and connected, that they're able to share and exchange information. And then in grant making, it's not just about one tactic. It's really about the combination of tactics, and that it's supporting a range of actions over a meaningful period of time so that the field is developing. So why public health law? We like to share this quote because we feel like Dr. Foggy says it well. Laws and policies are effective ways to create significant and enduring improvements in health. He also claims that law is the second best tool in public health after epidemiology. The uses are vast. You see it in fluoridation, school immunizations, air and water quality, tobacco control, the list can go on and on. Law is critical to public health. And the foundation has a history of work in public health law. Angie's going to share more on that history and what we've built into our public health law initiative.
Thanks, Naima. So the foundation actually has been working in the area of law and policy really since our start. At the very beginning, we did work in the 70s on building a 911 system, which certainly has a lot of legal issues. We've worked on, you know, projects like Turning Point, which really helped to think through what are the right laws and policies for a state and their health department. We've done things like learning collaboratives to really find out what's going on out there in the field, did work with groups like the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials to think through what were the needs in the field around law, how were people using it. had some programs that really focused on policy research. Some of those you may know are healthy eating research or active living research, a substance abuse policy research program. So really had thought through before law and policy and how it was useful, thinking through research, thinking through connecting. And then really also more recently in our history, really thought through legal technical assistance. And so some programs specifically on specific public health topics like tobacco or childhood obesity prevention, the Tobacco Control Legal Consortium, which is at the Public Health Law Center, and the National Policy and Legal Analysis Network to Prevent Childhood Obesity, I think one of our longest program names ever. NPLAN, many of you know it, at Change Lab Solutions, is another group that really showed the value of having assistance to communities as they were trying to think through legal and policy issues and make a change in their community. And what we saw as we were doing our work and talking to people is that there really was a need, we thought, to strengthen this field of public health law, to do a more broad focus and really help with these other public health issues that people were identifying in their communities. So what we developed, and we started, I got to the foundation about 6 years ago, and Michelle Larkin, who now is our assistant vice president for health, and I kind of sat down and looked at what's already happened in the field and what do we think needs to happen. There was work out there. CDC Foundation, some of the organizations, the ones we mentioned, had done a lot of great work. But really we thought there was a need to, if possible, connect it to really build up the momentum around law and policy and to think through how to make some connections and get some new resources in the field to really make the case for law. So what you see here are the four elements of the initiative that we came up with. First, we started with trying to build the evidence around public health law, moved into supporting the application of law, worked to strengthen partners, and then wanted to advance practice. And I'll tell you just a little bit more about what we did in those areas. And this is going to be fast, so get ready. So as far as building the field, we started the program Public Health Law Research with Temple University. You'll hear more from Jen later. But the goals really are to build the public health law evidence base, strengthen scholarship in this area, and support the practice, and really crucial, support the use of this information and make sure that it's timely, relevant, and translated. So far, we have about 70 research studies funded to date. There have been 5 national calls for proposals for research. And there's also a new resource law atlas, and I'm sure Scott or others would be happy to tell you about, but really helps with policy surveillance, so making laws something that are measurable and collectible, much like other public health interventions, and the website's there. For the next part, for supporting the field and really connecting, the Network for Public Health Law started in 2010. The network, you can see here, strives to build the field of public health law, and the real hope is to have resources, timely materials, make sure that they're there not just for the lawyers and the public health folks, but anybody really thinking through law and policy related to public health read broadly in their community. Also, a really important part is connecting those resources and the people already out there working in the field. There are a lot of people who have crazy day jobs and just don't have time to really stop and think about what are all these exciting proactive things I can do to use law as a tool. So the network really helps with that. A couple things here. There are joiners. If you haven't joined, you can join the network and get their materials. There's a national coordinating center in 5 regions around the U.S. There will be a public health law conference in October, so sign up now. And the website's here, too. And just to give you an idea of how we define public health law broadly, this shows you all the topics that the network's picked out to focus on initially. So everything from tobacco control, which I think is probably pretty traditional, to things like cross-border public health or maternal and child health and injury prevention, guidelines for public health advocacy, making sure people don't step over that line and can be as effective as possible, that really show you the wide breadth of the issues communities are dealing with. The third part we got to was thinking through partners. How can we make sure those people out in the field who really need to be able to use public health law have those tools and resources and that we know what the resources are? Worked with the Partnership for Public Health Law, who was a combination of the 4 main public health associations. So they're here, but APHA, ASTO, NATO, and NALBO. And I realized I probably should spell that out, but you're a public health crowd. So Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, National Association of City and County Health Officials, and National Association of Local Boards of Health. Worked with the National Congress of American Indians because saw that, you know, that's a whole different legal system and so important to know about and be able to interact with them. And then worked with attorney generals because we see them also as a really important user and player in the field of public health law. And so have some work with the National Association of Attorney Generals. And finally, we really wanted to think through how to bring new people to the field. And so have a couple initiatives here to bring in a broader base around public health law. So work with the Northwest Center for Public Health Practice around training to really think for those people who just touch public health law a little bit, maybe not the health official, maybe not the lawyer, who need to know a little bit about something like food safety or maternal and child health, some resources for them, and then have some fellowship programs and pilots that we're excited about, really to think through new players in the field who we think are important, whether visiting attorneys for more junior attorneys to come to the field, a program with Aspen Institute that brings together teams of people in state government, legislators, health officials, other sectors like education, if it's an education policy, to really work together on an initiative and hopefully build some strong relationships that will continue on over time. A couple programs then, the National Association of Attorney Generals have a fellowship program, and a couple of our folks are here. And then two programs that work with faculty, really trying to bring new public health practice ideas to the classroom and let some of these great faculty resources have the time to really stop and hopefully get really excited about public health law and public health law initiatives. Finally, one thing that I think helps to show the building of the field is that the Institute of Medicine came out with a recommendation in 2011 looking at public health law, and they came up with three main recommendations. That law, people should look at law in the public health infrastructure, law should really be used as a tool for improving population health, and then really this idea of intersectoral action on health. So things like health impact assessments, looking at things like preemption, which kind of stop health, were all important things to focus on. And now I will turn it back to Naeem.
So you'll see some of the examples that from the initiative in this concept model, but first let me back up and share that our approach to evaluation at the foundation is not necessarily focused on an individual grant and assessing that particular grant. Because we often find ourselves in the business of field building, our evaluations are appropriately scaled to that. So we're looking for what are lessons that we can draw upon learning from our initiatives in these kinds of different areas. So for this particular evaluation, we're working with Gutman and Associates and Rockville Institute, and they're assessing sort of multiple strategies and how they're interacting and building in these specific areas, and I'll give you examples. We've developed this concept framework for understanding where the indicators are. So, for example, in the area of does the field have an established shared identity and mission? What do we mean by that? So are there clear shared goals and objectives? Are there established key definitions and concepts, methodological approaches to public health law research? Are there academic degrees and programs? And if you heard in Angie's examples, things are starting to grow. And is there credibility to the field? For example, for some of the action that is happening in this field building space are that the initiatives have their conferences. So the public health law conference, that's an indicator that there is this growing shared sense of identity and mission. There's building a scientific knowledge base. There's the public health law research program, which is a great example of movement in this area. Having established research paradigms, having methods that people understand that are attributed to public health law research, having a research agenda, a trained cadre of public health law researchers, and dissemination of this evidence to people who will use it, so practitioners and policymakers, and having ensuring that this evidence is used in multiple areas of public health practice and policymaking. And then there's the shared patterns of practice and intervention. We have the Network for Public Health Law, so establishing core competencies in public health law, having models and resources, so technical assistance, best practices, when and where to use different aspects of law for public health issues and applying them to public health issues. And then, much like in the area of scientific knowledge, having a cadre of practitioners in public health law. So these are the kinds of indicators we'd be looking for in this area. And then there's having key leaders, institutions, resources, and partnerships. So what do we mean by that? What kind of indicators are we looking for there? So engagement and development of leaders in these areas. collaboration happening between key organizations and leaders, recognition of legitimacy of the public health law field, and having support and dedicated funding. We're seeing also the evaluation is starting to see indicators in this area as well. So projects that nurture partnerships. So for example, Angie just mentioned the Partnership for Public Health Law, which works with APHA, ASTO, NACHO, and NALBO. And then indicators in the area of informing, so the so what of public health law, informing policy and practice, ensuring that public health law is affecting outcomes, right? And we're beginning to see movement there also. And she mentioned earlier Law Atlas, which is a policy surveillance mapping tool. The Public Health Law Research Program has critical opportunities, which are distilling research and translating that for policymakers. And the network has amicus briefs to the Supreme Court in their 50-state compilation. So we're seeing indicators of the field building in all of these areas. And the evaluation is not just capturing just sort of what are the single initiatives doing, but how does that come together as a collective and build the field of public health law? So Angie's going to take a moment and see if she's going to add any more reflections on where we are and then share with you all what we'd like to see come out of the initiative.
So real quickly, what I have is success stories, I think Naima really just mentioned, but that they're really getting more materials out there, more practitioners. We're seeing more recognition and demand for the resources. We're seeing new people working in this field. Some really exciting new collaborations and partnerships, and I think one of the great ones is an example of success story is really the APHA health law section, which has gone from, I think, a SPIG or forum to a section in a couple years. And someone who knows nothing about law the other day said, wow, that's a real success story. So good to know. And I think just for us, the evaluation really shows the impact of the work. But we do have some challenges and some things to keep working on. We got to keep building the field. We got to continue this momentum. We have to work on things like sustainability, getting other partners involved, getting people really integrating this into their daily work. You're going to hear about some great examples and models now that hopefully will help you see the field and where it's going. So thanks.